Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Anonymous Good Day program. All of us are proud of our identity. I'm Dudley Stephan, also known as Doug. Jennifer Horn is here, also known as Jennifer. And Kenneth Kessler is here, also known as Ken. Rich McFadden, Kara is working for us. We're here, and we're at attention. We are looking at... I've been looking for a lot of things in the last few weeks. I don't know what's happened. There's been a run on can openers. I can't find my can opener here in California, and I seem to have lost or missed. I don't have a can opener. I didn't have a can opener in on the farm.
Do you use the crank, cranky?
Yeah, the cranky.
Do you use like the one?
No, I had an electric one once, and then it stopped working. Hmm. And I think it was because I got my thumb nail stuck in it once.
Ooh,
yeah, that was not a good deal. So Congress is working behind the scenes to fix all of the problems in America. You know that, right?
Oh, phew.
There's a new app. Have you seen this, Kenny? Called Cloakroom. Cloakroom provides an anonymous place for the people who work on Capitol Hill to talk shop away from reporters, cameras, other politicians, instead of going into the cloakrooms, which really are smoke-filled, very unhealthy. This is the healthiest way for Congress to deal with those backroom deals. They're dealing with the deals. But they don't have to deal with the deals now in the cloakroom and be exposed to secondhand smoke. So this is much healthier, right? Make those deals on the app. Here's somebody, let's see, who created this? It's one of the House and a couple of aides, House and Senate aides got together, create a community where people on Capitol Hill can interact candidly with each other, according to the gentleman who created it. Ted Henderson is the creator. The idea is similar to apps like Yik Yak. Have you seen or used Yik Yak?
What is that?
Allows college students to post anonymous comments.
That can't end well. When anybody gets anonymous, that's when the problems start.
Well, Yik Yak is loaded with racist comments. After the shooting in Ferguson, two police officers were shot, and the reason for that is the continuing tension there. Let's reorganize the city, make it better. And then the Oklahoma frat foolishness with racist comments. What world are we living in? And these are incited, by the way, by both white morons and black morons. Because there are white people who are really stupid when it comes to this sort of thing. And there are black people who are stupid when it comes to this kind of stuff. And all they do is, for their own benefit and gain, prey on the weak minds of other people. There is no excuse for this. And like sexism, there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for ageism. There's no excuse for most of the prejudices that people have other than their own feeling of inadequacy. So you're inadequate in some way, shape, or form, so you're going to make fun of somebody else to take the attention off you. Hey, listen, go to see a shrink or find somebody who's in the mental health field and get yourself sorted out. So that's really what it is. Maybe we have to have an international campaign. I believe this sort of thing ought to be taught in school. I may be in the minority there. Mental health and issues that are socially driven go together. I firmly believe no one would be a racist or an ageist or a sexist or any of these other things if they were sound of mind. I feel if they were adjusted properly, well-adjusted people don't have these phobias. They don't. I don't think that. I mean,
I think there's fear. I mean, racism.
Yeah, it's all
fear-based.
Yes. Well, it's fear-based thinking. Go ahead, Jenny.
It's also what you grow up with, what your parents teach you.
Yes, it is. Why are they that way? Because they have, they're fear-filled.
I went to NC State in Raleigh, North Carolina, and my first year there, I was meeting some new kids, and one kid was putting his clothes in his closet, and he, with all his suits, was his Klan gear.
Ooh.
And he didn't think anything of it. It was just,
it was like, it's a social thing. Like, that's their people that they hang out with. Yeah. It's true.
It is. Yeah, I get
it's
that.
A little bit of that, too.
But why does it, why do we not see it? Is it easier to believe that sort of ignorance than it is to understand how we all have to just get along and see what the, instead of thinking that way, which is right, Kenny, it's fear, Jennifer said it too, all fear-based thinking. And instead, if we replace that, you know, there are ways of doing it, that adjust your own tinfoil to the point of understanding that these people are really just like you. Everybody has some sort of inadequacy. Everybody feels like they don't have all it takes to be at the top of the heap. Even if people are confident and they are doing a good job and things, you can see them, whether it's the social world, whether it's the business world, personal relationships, whatever it is, there's always something there that if you examine it more as the negative side, that there's an inadequacy versus what are all the good things about you? What do I love about you? What do I admire about you? What do I think is great about you? Why don't we focus on that? I could tell you 10 things about Ken Kessler that I admire and appreciate. I could tell you a couple that I don't. So am I going to focus on the things that I don't think are good, or am I going to tell you that these are the good things? Same thing with Jennifer. Same thing where you can go, you know, with McFadden, there's probably a few more. But under the circumstances, isn't it better to help people feel better about themselves? You know, you can point out things that are a distraction, and you can work on them, or help get help from somebody to work on them. But why wouldn't you always want to make people feel good instead of not? And the reason that we go back to what Kenny said about this kid in his locker, the reason he doesn't feel good about himself is because his parents didn't feel good about himself. And why? How far back does that go? All of this parade, the Ku Klux Klan and their complete lunacy comes from people who are white not thinking that they are as deserving of attention as black people. Why is that? But you know, you get the point. It's just, you know, she's too smart for me, or he's too handsome for me, or I mean, just all of that stuff. Come on, folks. Let's focus on you and how good you are at various things. All right? Let's do that. You know what I'm appreciative of today? This story about the kid, I should pause for a moment, but I got to do this. This, you know the story from Utah this week?
Yes.
14-month-old baby.
I love this story. I mean, it's
survived
sad.
The crash.
Happy.
It is sad. The
it's
mother's
sad
dead.
And happy all at the same time.
All right. So he's been released from the hospital.
Yay.
Her name is Lily Grossbeck. 14 hours in the wrecked car, freezing temperatures, rescued by first responders over the weekend.
You heard what happened with this, though, right?
Car was found in the river. Water is so cold, rescuers could only stay in the water for a few moments. What's your spin on this?
Well, story? They didn't know. Okay, so
18-month-old baby.
This car accident happens Friday night.
Yeah.
And then no one knows until Saturday morning when a fisherman sees this car out there. So he calls the police. The police come, four officers, and they're like, there's no way there could be survivors. There's a car. It's been in the water overnight. Mm-hmm. Well, they all four heard someone calling for help. Help, help, help me. And when they got in there, the mother was dead, and all they found was this 18-month-old baby who's obviously not going to be saying, help me. And essentially, the baby was frozen to death. So what is it? Was it an angel? Was it something? I don't know. I mean, this story gives me goosebumps. All four of them heard that voice calling for help, and they can't figure out who was calling, who got their attention.
Listen, to go back to what I was just talking about a few minutes ago, self-confidence, we have God-given talents, and there is a higher power.
And we've got a guardian angel, maybe, or two.
Yep, we all do. And you just have to tap in. You got to listen. This baby was taken to the Children's Hospital in Salt Lake, stable condition, But when she was released, she was okay. But, yeah, she was pretty much frozen. And there is no way, although, didn't I see something about some four-month-old saying hello? Did you see that? Some kid who's 4 months old. Did you see that?
No. But to actually have help me, and they all said that it was an adult voice, help me, and all four of them heard it.
Yeah. There's something else at play here.
Crazy.
Yeah. And we wonder, I'd love to follow this girl's life as she goes through, becomes a young woman, and what she does with her life. Wouldn't that be a fascinating thing to follow for the next 20, 30, 40
years?
Don't
give me ideas. It's the next reality show.
Yeah, well.
I mean, the bigger question is, why didn't anybody know they were missing? They were in the river overnight.
Why didn't somebody know? Where's the father?
Where's the family? Who knows?
The father picked the daughter up from the hospital.
Okay, so where was he? Why didn't you report that they were missing overnight?
I don't know whether they were still married or not. That I haven't seen.
Well, the picture that you've seen surrounding this has been the father and the mother and the baby. In the picture. That's what you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a question I hadn't thought about. Jennifer, that's a good question. Where was the
He's out on a bender.
No.
Yeah, driving a Secret Service car in Washington.
Yes, exactly.
It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week, American Biker Minute.
This is great. First time I've been here since college, which was 100 years ago. I'm so excited. It's great to see all these bikes and people having fun, having a great time.
Mark Daytona Wednesday.
Quite a medal around me, honey.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Daytona.
Joanne from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I just beat breast cancer for the third time. Those out there, never give up. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm just like a veteran. This is Purple Heart Bike. I have over 250,000 miles on it so far. Live life to the fullest. Don't take anything for granted, because as easily as you get it, it can be taken away.
For more on Daytona Bike Week, go to AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute.
A lot of mail around me, honey.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you play to win the game of life? Many people don't.
You see this in sports with underdogs. They get the lead. They may be as surprised as everybody else, and that's when it happens.
They start playing to not lose. Ironically, a loss is exactly what they usually get.
It's because they're playing a team that does the opposite. Their opponent keeps playing to win even when they're losing.
They see being down as a temporary condition, something they will overcome.
So many people today are playing to not lose. They're driven by fear and play from a position of weakness. Sadly, they'll remain stuck right where they are at best.
But you're a winner. You're driven by hope. So play to your strengths and you'll reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win two Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes four times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
I want to say hi to Linda F. Jones, listening to us this morning in Florida. Hi, Linda.
Bye. By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This is supposed to be a happy occasion. Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who.
Celebration time here on Good Day. It has been 40 years since Monty Python and the Holy Grail was introduced. This absurd group of people planning to commemorate the occasion at the Tribeca Film Festival. All five of the surviving members of Monty Python are going to be in attendance. Special screening of the movie in the Beacon Theater in New York on April 24th. Man, would I like to go see that.
That'd be cool.
I just think it's funny that the Tribeca Film Festival is honoring Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That's hilarious.
That is pretty funny. And who can forget, always look on the bright side of life.
That's your favorite.
I don't think it was from that movie, though.
No, it wasn't.
Life of Brian.
Okay, The Life of Brian. Thank you very much. Look on the bright. I should have thought of that, Kenny. On the bright side of life. So let's go back in historical terms, Richie, to this date in 1985, if you will, please, where people around the world began to figure out who it was, the 46 pop stars who appeared on the song.
When we heed a certain call.
It seems to me like we celebrate the anniversary of this song like every month.
I don't know.
But I like it, though.
30 years ago. When it was recorded, Richie. This was recorded and started playing.
Oh, so this is the anniversary of when it was recorded.
Yeah.
The anniversary of when it was conceived.
Right.
The anniversary of when it hit number one.
And the anniversary
of... The anniversary of the event. Right, yeah.
Bravo, the end. Kenny Rogers there?
Pretending day by day.
Hey, I even know. Is that Bruce? Who's that?
Tina Turner.
God's great big family. No. Beyond Warwick.
You know love is all we need.
That's Jackson and his bunch, right?
Should make this like a drinking game, Jen.
I know. Who's up next?
There's a choice we're making.
That's me. Or is that Cyndi Lauper?
No, it's not Cyndi.
It's not Cyndi.
But you would suck at this game.
I don't like this game. Let's move on. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
You're
right.
I know. Drink.
Should we move on?
Drink.
Right, boys and girls,
yeah.
Let's move on. The video of the day today from the folks at Mashable, who've taken the latest trailer for the forthcoming Avengers movie, replaced all the actors' voices with the voices of children. So if you, I mean, you got to see it for it to kind of really register.
Mashable does some really funny stuff.
So listen to the audio, Richie, and see if we can, what we can get out of listening to the audio from today's video of the day. Doug Stephan.
I'm dying to save the world. People have looked to the sky and seen hope. I'll take back some of them first. There's only one path to peace. They're extinction. I tried to create a suit of armor around the world, but I created something terrible. Artificial intelligence.
Don't come up with this idea. I mean, the Mashable. Why do they think this is? You know, I suppose we're talking about it and we're playing it, so we must have gotten hooked on this. Why is this entertaining, Kenny?
It's cute.
Well, it is. Failed.
Kind of a little spooky.
Yeah, the audio is really.
I think it's dark, frankly, myself. That's just me. I don't like any of this kind of stuff, especially when you're in the environment for that Chappy crap. What a horrible
crap.
Oh,
Chappy Crappy, it's a sequel.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Wondering what's going on today? We're here to bring you up to date on some of the things that lots of people are talking about. And sometimes we have things that you'll talk about that nobody else is talking about because they just kind of do their own. People get stuck in a rut. You ever notice that? Do the same thing in the same way every day. Yes, granted, we have to be on the air at the same time, but I don't want to do things the same way everybody else does. And what's the fun in that? 33, almost 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, and Kenny Kessler and Jennifer Horn here with me as we review things that are going on. As a matter of fact, time for you to put your thinking caps on. 2020 News Quiz question. We'll answer this before 20 before the hour. Who? Here's the question. Everybody ready? Who intends to walk across the DMZ between North and South Korea to push for Korean unification? A group of activists.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Headed by, well, not quite, but that would have been somebody might have guessed that, and you've spoiled it for them.
Aww.
Or you've spoiled it for me, because then I can't tell them they're wrong.
Sorry to take away your fun.
Who is this? There are prominent women. Who's leading them? Probably is a better way of asking the question. Intending to walk across the DMZ between North and South Korea, could get themselves shot. They're pushing for Korean unification. Who's the leader of that group?
Let's rephrase this. Name the lady who's going to be in prison in North Korea in the next month.
Yeah.
You following March Madness?
When it starts, I will.
Supposed to start this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you know how much this is? Every year we sort of get to this number as people start their pools. Have you got a pool, an office pool?
We do.
We do it every year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you got one at the CRN?
Oh, no.
No. Really? You should say that like you don't know.
No, we don't. We're lucky if we do a Super Bowl thing once a year. Maybe.
Kenny, do you participate in any of these sorts of things?
No. No, I support Selection. My team, and then if they get out, I'm done.
Yeah, Selection Sunday is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The first round will start next, Tuesday, I guess.
How many people are going to be distracted at the office, or how much of this is a productivity killer? I think that the last year and this year were close to $2 billion
mm-hmm.
in loss in productivity because people are running around all worked out.
Checking their brackets.
I disagree.
You do.
I do. We do March Madness brackets.
It's good for business.
And we do also fantasy football here. Mm. And the camaraderie and the fun that we have with it here, I think, sparks creativity and love of your job and coming to work and being here. So I think it helps.
All right, so speaking of your job, Dr. Joy Brown is going to be with us in a few minutes to tell us how to deal with you or a member of your family being fired from the job. If you're the money winner or the breadwinner or money earner and you get fired, or whoever it is in your family, psychologically, I want this to be more focused on you rather than the people who will feel the ripple. What happens to you if you get fired? How should you approach that problem? Dr. Joy Brown helping us with that in a few moments. Meanwhile, time for car talk, or as the boys, it's car talk. Couple of items here, Richie. The self-driving car technology now on the market could lead to the development of more robotics.
They should get this for the Secret Service.
Right, then they could just...
Maybe, then they can get as drunk as they want and not get in trouble.
Drive them home. Right. The self-driving cars are being run, as you probably figured, by GPS technology. And so there are a number of people who are working on the side of artificial intelligence. The hardware that's used in these driverless cars and robots together, putting them together, reduce all kinds of costs, allowing machine-to-machine communication networks to be shared. So this is, if you don't get what I'm saying, the drift here is that the world is going to be in the hands of the computers in the future. Pretty much everything. They put the order in. Some human may sell. But I believe, matter of fact, I was talking to the fellow who sold me the car that I bought a couple of weeks ago, and he said that more and more now, all of these orders for new cars are automatically processed. Like when you go into a restaurant, most of the restaurants these days have a tablet or a keyboard, and you just punch onto the screen whatever it is that you're ordering. Now, apparently, the ordering process for some new cars is pretty much the same. It's got a screen with all of the options on it, and you just bing, 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 and that's it. That's all.
Like ordering a sub at the Wawa.
Yeah. Right, it's the same
tomatoes,
sort of thing.
Tomatoes, onions,
at the Wawa.
Peppers.
Wawa.
Yeah, you can get it. You know,
Wawa's
Wawa
a supermarket.
Yeah. It's like a convenience store.
Yeah. It's a little more sophisticated than that, isn't it?
A little bit more.
It's not like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's definitely. No, it's bigger than 7-Eleven. Yeah.
Toyota says it will recall some of their more popular models for a defect that could kill power assist to the students.
Or the
to the steering. I'm looking at the story from Oklahoma in one eye, and I'm looking at this story with the other eye. So this means they're going to recall electric vehicles because there's a problem that could result in a complete loss of the ability to drive the car without any warning. In other words,
problem.
There's a short someplace.
I'll give them that much. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Boy, they're on top of it.
They are. Let's see. It knows of no. Toyota says they know of no accidents so far, no injuries, no deaths as a result of the issue. The cars included are the electric cars, but they're also Camrys, Highlanders, and RAV4s that are all hybrid. Those models are all made in a hybrid now, I guess. So that's what that is all about. What happened to the Car Talk brothers, Rich? You didn't get them out. I thought you liked that. That's why
nah.
I underscore it with. Huh?
No.
You think you're overdone?
Yeah. All right,
you got any answers for our 2020 News Quiz question?
If Roger knows who it is.
Hey, Roger, welcome to Good Day, sir. Thanks for calling us up. What's going on?
Nothing but a good morning out here listening to you folks.
That's good. Where are you? Where is out here? Where are you?
I'm out in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson. Good, 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 good. All right, so who is it that's leading a group of women across the DMZ between North and South Korea?
Well, I'm a generational guy. I really don't know that it's the correct answer, but the only person who would do something like that would be Jane Fonda.
Well, you're close. Close, but no cigar. You're in
That's
the right...
Guess,
you're in the right church, not the right pew, though. Thank you. Hold on. You don't have to hold on, because we're not going to give you the...
So we're in the crazy liberal women church.
Yes, we are. That's where we are. All right, Richie, who's next?
That's it for right now. Everybody else
really?
As well.
All right, I better give the answer. Gloria Steinem.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria Steinem is going to walk with a group of her friends across the DMZ trying to get the two Koreas together. Not sure that'll be very successful, but an interesting try.
Good for
at
her.
Any rate. All right, good for trying. Speaking of trying, that's
Hope
good.
Enjoy the trip.
Who try. Yeah, exactly. I'll see you next fall. At DougStefan.com today, we have the story of an ad for a house. Now, what's unusual about this is the house is not here in America. It's in Indonesia. The ad has gone viral after the woman selling the house offered to throw in a little extra feature. Buy my house, you get me. I'll marry the person who buys my house. The ad reads,
hey,
for the most part, like
a good
like,
idea.
You like this? I don't know about that. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a parking space, and a fish pond. And me. It also proposes to buyers. She's 40 years old. She's a widow. Got to worry about that at 40. What happened to her husband? The ad said that terms and conditions apply. Notes that the offer is for serious buyers and it's non-negotiable.
What's her name?
Her name is Wina Leah. W-I-N-A-L-I-A. Wina Leah. Wow, what are you... What's
so buy
your,
a house, get a free Wina?
Yeah. Okay. See how I can't win with this crowd, folks?
Never.
She says that there so far is only one potential buyer. I visited the house yesterday. About
his name is Michael Fortier.
It was a little inside.
Nobody else gets it, sorry.
No. So that's not really good.
But Richie, we thought it was funny.
Yeah, we didn't think it was funny. But it's not appreciated by us.
She's
okay.
Very attractive.
Here's the worst news of the day before we get to Joy. excuse me.
The
if
worst
you're scrolling,
news of the day. I'm choking on a chicken bone.
No, I was choking on some cashews. Here's the story about the worst possible way to kill yourself.
No.
You see a picture at DougStefan.com, courtesy of Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
The home of baseball bacon jelly topped hot dogs on a donut.
The worst way.
This is on a donut. Bacon, jelly topped hot dog, and a donut together. Kenny said, nothing says America like watching a game of baseball while you stuff your face with bacon and raspberry jelly-topped hot dogs on a Krispy Kreme
donut.
You know,
the sad thing is, they had me until they put the jelly on it. But when you think about the sweet and the salty, it might be okay.
Actually, well, I wouldn't mind having one of these donuts with some jelly, but the rest of that stuff, So they're going to start serving it at Wilmington, the home of the Wilmington Blue Rocks, AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals this year. They haven't named it yet. As a matter of fact, I think they're having a contest, aren't they, Kenny?
Yes, they are.
You go to the Krispy. There's a link that we actually have for you, Krispy Kreme link. You go to DougStefan.com, you see the link. Click on it if you want to come up with a name.
And if you win, you get a lifetime supply, which is actually two.
All right. Dr. Joy Brown is going to help you if you've gotten fired. We'll sort of change your attitude about how you feel. Well, maybe we'll try it. Whether it works or not remains to be seen. Dr. Joy Brown next on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He started his career as a replacement player during the 1994 player strike, but this first baseman went on to play 11 seasons in the majors, winning the World Series in 2004 with the Red Sox.
One hit in the air to left field.
So where is Kevin Millar now? Kevin is the co-host of the popular show Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. He's a fan favorite in Boston, and along with Pedro Martinez, led a toast on the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park. It was the largest toast in history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, with over 36,000 fans in attendance.
Fenway Park, we want to thank you for the last 100 years, and one last time, Cowboy up!
drink to that. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont, and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, sometimes it happens. Unfortunately, and a parent dies. There's no easy explanation, and I'm often asked, what do I tell my child? It's more what you do than what you say. Here's the developmental science of it. First, tangible pictures, stories, letters need a prominent position in the home. Next, help them grieve. Your child may have difficulty verbally expressing their grief, so give them crayons and let them express their pain through art. Finally, it's okay for you, the remaining parent, to cry in front of your children. This teaches the child appropriate grieving. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reassure your child that the family will survive and know it's the remaining family's love for each other that ultimately heals. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Spend a couple of minutes with Dr. Joy Brown, who visits with us every week at this time. Her radio program phone number is 855-99. Dr. Joy on the air every day from noon until 3 around the country. You got a question for her about your psychological health and well-being, what's going on with you, want some expert advice? She is the expert. DrJoy.com or 855-99-DrJoy. What happens to people when they get fired? I'm not talking about why they get fired, but the psychological impact on people when they come home and say to their spouse, I've been fired today. What do you do to keep yourself from going down the really into that really big hole?
Okay. Well, certainly it's a devastating effect because it's one of the few times in our lives. One is dating, which is, do you think I'm sexy? And a job is, am I useful? Am I valuable? So when you get fired, that's the first thing that gets called into question. Even if you saw it coming, even if you've been hoping to be fired, doesn't make a difference. You having the choice is very different than someone saying you're toast. So the first thing that happens is quite often sadness, sometimes anger. It's kind of, I mean, I hate to overstate it, but in some ways it's kind of a mini death almost. That there's something that is really very devastating. So one of the things to do if you're feeling that way is allow yourself to feel that way for, you know, maybe a day or two. And then sit down and do some problem solving. Figure out why you got fired, if you saw the signs. It's kind of like getting dumped by somebody, because it is getting dumped by somebody. It's just on a professional level rather than a personal level.
You know, you keep bringing that in. It's very interesting that you bring that in. This advice then is good for people who are told that they're sexy and or handsome or good-looking, and then they get dumped. This is, you're saying, yeah, basically,
yeah,
the same
well,
thing.
Well, it is, because they're the same thing, aren't they? They're saying, do you want me? Now, in our love life, it's do you want me because you think I'm sexy or attractive or cute or whatever. In our professional life, it's do you want me because I'm valuable, because I'm smart or helpful or useful. So they're very similar kind of phenomenon, and they feel very similar. When we talk about self-esteem, and we get kind of bruised on either situation. The thing to do is rather than either succumb to it, okay, I'm worthless, no one will ever love me, no one will ever hire me, I'll never have another job, to do some problems or just be angry and say they're creeps, they were always creeps, but to do some problem solving. What went on here? Were there warning signs? Could I have done something differently? And then we go on and we sort of get back on the horse. We start looking for another job. Hopefully we start looking for another relationship. when we've taken some time. But there, the parallel is that one of the things to do if you don't need a job immediately, the same reason you don't want to start dating immediately, is take a moment and figure out, is this a job I want to do? Are there other things to do? Do I need to go back to school and improve my school set? So the thing to do is realize that rather than blaming, what you want to do is some problem solving, some psychological archaeology.
Scott, it's time to go home and think about it. Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY for questions to the doctor.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
All right, it's time to get away, figure out what's going on in the world of travel. Tom Parsons helps us with that, with the best fares, best deals. Where are you going? Do you know where you're going? You want to go somewhere? Maybe you can go somewhere that you've never thought about before. We tend to sort of always go back to the same places. I want to go here, there, and everywhere. And I'm going to start doing that more and more and more in the next year or two of my life, because I think it's a good thing to do. I've been fortunate to be able to travel around a lot, but I want to do a lot more of it. And I'm going to have Tom help me. Tom Parsons up next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win two Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes four times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, is here with an overview of what's going on in the world of travel. I thought it was interesting because this has come up four or five times on planes that had, these are not cargo planes, they were planes filled with people, these lithium battery shipments that have been taking place on passenger planes like the one that burned in the 787, the new Dreamliner. They've been, you don't know. How many people even think about what's on the plane with them? Yeah, you can look around and see 200 people on the plane, but what's underneath you? You think, just a bunch of bags. No, most planes are carrying cargo. Sometimes it's cargo that is like liquid. There's a lot of different things that get shipped around that need to be moved fast. But these batteries that are so dangerous, they've been now relegated to cargo planes. But there have been all kinds of planes filled up.
It seems like we learned something from the old airline called value check. You know, we just have to put our trust into the government. But you got to still remember, when you look at airline safety here in the United States and really around the world, except for those couple of missing planes, actually one missing plane, it's been pretty safe.
All right. So let's give people an idea. Some unusual. You have a thread today. If you want to find out what Tom's special deals are, if you go to DougStephan.com and click on Tom's picture in the contributors box, it'll bring you to the special deals he puts together for Good Day listeners. What are some of the highlights of where people can go, maybe that they've never thought of going before?
Yeah, I think right now, if you can just keep an open mind, especially this year, we've been seeing some wild and crazy international airfares. Now, I realize still only about a third of Americans have passports, but it's still something nice to get. But we've been seeing some Barbados this week is on sale from select U.S. cities for like $300 and some. And it's right out in the middle of the Caribbean, San Juan, Puerto Rico. No passport required. It's also been on sale this week. We've been seeing Aruba also on sale, and that's about 90 miles north of South America. Europe, we've seen wild and crazy airfares. So this week we saw Atlanta, Detroit, and places like that to Paris and Amsterdam and Rome for only $639, not in the winter, during the first week of August. So I think as long as you are picky, or maybe sit back and say, I'm going to go somewhere different. Also, it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg because I want to go here. But, for $1,000 less, I think I'll go here. So that's what
I think that, and we still feel like there's a little bit of winter left. We got another month, perhaps, and that'll bring us up to spring break time, and then that makes it crazy. And then the prices start going up again in May, right?
Yeah,
this year there aren't a lot of price breaks. I haven't felt like there was any real softness in what it cost to travel this winter.
There's been some cities better than others. Florida is actually probably going to get real cheap after April 8th, when spring break ends. And then we still have that fantastic fly drive, folks. Really look at that if you want a frugal getaway.
Yeah, rental cars have to be repositioned for the springtime. Tom's got a tip on that at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here on Good Day with some ideas for you to think about travel-wise. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day program. America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Network. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.